Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Woo! Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studio with my Monday co-host, Zero Dobrik.
It's Zero.
Not Zero.
Not Zero.
Which is my voice text that came through earlier.
I'm telling you, man.
Your name is not recognized by Siri.
Siri does not recognize me. Name tags and keychains don't recognize me.
Yeah.
I'm getting fed up. I might do a protest.
You felt left out.
I might do a keychain head protest.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't have a name. I'm nameless.
I don't have a place in the Disney
like in the Lord. Yeah. And by the way, and our newly, not just a guest this at this moment, but officially here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, our new co-host on Mondays, Jen Hellman.
How you doing, everybody?
Yeah. There's a lot of our male listeners are like, thank God, a girl again. Got to look at me, Peter, you, Elgin. Well, Elgin's a cute kid, at least. But, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a pedophile, he's really hot.
He's got the stripe.
You know what I mean? Like, pedophiles must, like, he must have, like, a pedophile fan club.
I wonder that, if Elgin has a big pedophile following.
Yeah, like some weird guy with fucking, like, you know, half-bald head and big rim glasses. I love your comedy.
You are so funny, little Elmo shoes.
I love you. I think you're just so cute. I mean, when I say cute, can I get you a soda? All right. Yeah, so... It's been welcome to Monday. My Mondays have gone. You know, usually Monday is a terrible day.
You know, for some.
Yeah, for some people, it's like it's really the worst. You couldn't think of a worse day of the week than Monday.
Right. It's a little cliche though. Like, right. Oh, I got a keys of the moon days.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Bengals song.
It's just another magic Monday.
By the way, you know who wrote the song, right?
No.
Who?
Prince.
No,
he did.
He did write it. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
He wrote the song for I think he was banging the head, the lead singer. She was cute. She had those curly, dark hair.
Yeah.
What a brilliant, brilliant man.
Yeah. Big loss. I was a big Prince fan.
I was too. I grew up on Prince.
I played in a band. I was the lead singer. It was called Sightless Cry. We did Prince covers.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder if that's why I have such a thing. You know, I do have a thing for like androgynous men,
right,
and women, but you know, a lot of times I've dated a guy and they're like, Jen, your guy's gay. Like, I kind of like gay guys.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe it's because I grew up, you know, liking
Well,
Prince.
I don't mean to be I don't mean to be a psychologist or anything, but you know, I would say it's because you have a bit of a manly.
Where are we going with this, Dougie? I'm a manly.
What? Like, I'm not saying, like, obviously not in looks.
Say disposition.
Yeah, I just said your spirit, you're very aggressive. You say what you want. You know, there's certain things that, right? When you say, Siri, help me out here, will you?
Take charge. I was going to see how far down the road you wanted to go.
All right, well, Jesus Christ, so you're sitting there, you know.
For the record, Dougie thinks I'm manly. Maybe I need to work on it.
I didn't say that. I meant
take charge.
Like, for example, I'm like my wife. One of the things I was very attracted to her was that she's very, you know, she's a strong-willed person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Single mom when I met her, you know, she was taking care of her shit.
Okay. Let me correct this for you. So when you meet someone like me, it's not that we're manly. We're alpha females.
It's aggressive.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Aggressive.
Oh, yeah, it's not a good move to say something like, hey, you're kind of manly. You're hot.
Right. I'm not manly.
Psychologically speaking,
I don't
want
to have to start doing this.
Passive aggressive and aggressive. That's where we're at.
Thank you for giving us the fucking mystic way of thinking of it there, Sierra. But you know, I mean, hey, but I love, you know, dude, I love Prince. There's a photo on Facebook of me at one of my homecoming dances, and I had the purple suit with the white high heels.
Did you do the white ruffles? You have to have the
I didn't have the ruffles. I wasn't going to be that androgynous. I weren't gonna make pancakes
and play basketball.
No, exactly. and I had a mustache at the time. You know, I had like longer, longer curly hair. And you know, and I had the big white heel, you know, the high heel white boot.
Nice. Now he's calling me manly.
I have a bit of a feminine. I have a little more of an understanding, and I don't mind listening to people talk.
I write poetry.
Yeah, it's fluid. That's what I'm saying. Are you saying you're gender fluid?
Like Bruce Lee say,
we call it now.
Be like water, water flow, or it can crash. Well, speaking of almost crashing, I lost it at the airport.
What happened there?
Sunday morning, 7 a.m. flight. Took my most expensive Uber drive ever because I was about 45 minutes from the airport at the resort where Zany's was, which, by the way, had a great weekend. $55, $58 Uber drive.
Wow.
That's...
You know, meanwhile, as a comparison, through a buddy pass to my friend Diana from high school, thank you, flew JetBlue on the way home, and I got a good deal on United. Total airfare back and forth for me was about $112.
Wow, I've never heard of such a thing. I'm doing 136 to Newark this weekend for my show, but 112.
Yeah, I had like $60 from United one way, and then I got like 58 on a buddy pass.
Really?
Wow.
I think that's 118, but who's counting?
I don't do math in my head.
Still.
You know? And then.
What a deal.
And then, you know, the thing about Zany's, they don't give the features a hotel. But, you know, they had the manager give me one for $35 a night at the resort. So that's not bad.
$35 a night? Are there happy endings at the end of that hotel?
No, it's a night. It's a resort.
Hotel. Is it at the end of a rainbow?
It's a resort. It's
yeah, but believe me, I looked. When you do Gregory's in Cocoa Beach, it's a Thursday over there.
Yes, Thursday. Yeah,
Gregory's Comedy Club. There's an Asian woman's name, Miko, Massages by Miko. You know, like, you know, you get in there and there's a picture of her, you know, like for, you know, want a massage in the room or out of the room. Whoa.
Which, what? For the record, that's in the state of Florida, that's prostitution, which I learned on Dr. Phil the other day.
Really?
Yes. What, so massage? Happy endings. Yes. If you are doing happy ending massages, ladies, that's prostitution.
Well, I kind of find it more therapeutic. Yeah, I think, you know what I mean? It's not like...
It's debatable.
You know.
There are surprisingly very little complaints.
Yeah.
After.
Except for the husbands. Like, you can't be a rookie when you go to these places. When they ask you, do you want a shower when you're done? Yes. Take the shower. You know, get everything cleaned up so when your girl comes home, she doesn't start playing with your balls. It feels like you just dipped it in, you know, some Gojo.
Gojo. Orange flavor.
Yeah.
We got Joe Adams asking about Coke. We got Dunkin' Donuts and Coke. So that's
sponsor.
Please. By the way, hi Megan on Facebook Live, who's in Amsterdam right now. Boy, good for you. Sorry to hear that.
What's up, Megan?
That was one of the things we were thinking
about.
Are
there any new advancements in the world of marijuana?
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're going to go to Amsterdam, where are you going? You're going for prostitution and getting high every day.
Right. Absolutely. Happy
Isn't
ending.
It a shame to be like a source? That's what your country's known for, like, is weed and prostitutes.
Well, I wouldn't consider Amsterdam a country.
Is it? What is it? A city?
It's a city. And what is it in? Norway?
It's in the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
So. Okay.
Is it in Holland?
There's is it like, Netherlands a
like
region?
Three or four different. Yeah.
Scandinavia is a region.
Right. So the Netherlands is.
I think the Netherlands is Holland.
It's Holland.
It's the Dutch.
Anybody knows
Luxembourg.
The answer to this on Facebook.
Anybody who got past middle school on Facebook Live want to help us out with that question. By the way, if you are listening to us on our podcast, you can always listen. We actually record Mondays and Tuesdays live on Facebook, on my Facebook. So, you know, or you can get on Ciro's or Jen's Facebook and we share it, but you can check it out. But if you're just listening to us, that's at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're looking for patrons to donate money because I want to give these guys gas money for coming to the studio.
Yeah, I might come on time, actually, if that happens.
If we make you laugh.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to support, you know, forget about the new mics. We got nice mics. I think the mics are fine. I think we could be, you know, if you guys want to donate on wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, patron page, here's the funny thing about it. It's you could donate $1 a month. All right, now if you do that, and we have about 500 to 600 regular subscriptions, that wouldn't be bad. That'd be $500 a month. You guys would get at least $50 a month.
Right. Like well, Dougies. Like the way Dougie works. Yeah, $500 you know what I mean? And we get $50.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I bring in Trojans as a sponsor and they pay $5,000, I'll give you $50.
I'll give you $75.
Yeah, all right. Well, That would suck. Well, you got to remember, you know, it's there's how many are there's four others. There's three other co-hosts.
Oh, right. We got to split it. We got to ration, right?
That's like five people.
The money.
Right? Well, actually, what it would be? It would be $100 each. Five co-hosts, $500 each. Everybody gets $100. Right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Look, you're almost like one of those grammar police on Facebook. We were talking about for the show. The people like fuck with you. Like you're checking my math on a podcast.
Yeah, I don't like that. The two, and two.
See, but that's the guy thing. See what
I'm
saying? A guy would sit there and go, oh, she figured out. Fuck, we're getting fucked with on the money. See?
Right. Cause
yeah.
She was quick.
Yeah, she's smart.
That's that manly side of me. That's that man inside of me.
Alpha female.
Yeah. Right. Thinking about it. Any rate. I got to tell you the story about losing it. I'm writing a bit. The premise is fidgety fucks. Fidgety fucks. You know, there's people that are fidgety fucks.
Mm-hmm. They just won't sit still.
Just can't fucking sit still.
It's always fidgeting.
They're always doing something. They got to be. And then,
they're mumblers too. They're like the people that talk low. Yeah, they want you to hear, but they don't.
Like this person was talking, and his son was obviously not listening because his son was like tuning him out. And I guess he's dealt with this guy all his life. So I'm sitting. It was pretty busy. And I'm on buddy pass. So I'm on standby. So I'm a little, you know, I hope I can make it this place. They're like,
you were being a little fidgety fuck.
No, I was sitting there like, no, I was quite the opposite.
I wasn't gonna go there.
When
but
I got
it
a lot
sounded.
In my when I got a lot in my mind, I just sit there and just relax, watch, play with my fucking phone. And I just sit there and wait because I'm waiting to that where they tell me standbys come up and get a ticket.
Right.
And I'm mentally looking at all these people standing around going, oh God, man, if I don't get on a flight and I got to stay here till Monday, that's what I'm thinking. So I got this guy next to me. I have a seat between us, and I got my jacket just laying there. And if anybody needs to move it, he puts his papers there. He's got I don't know. He's reading the Wall Street Journal, USA Today. I'm like, dude, really? It's a two-hour flight. So he gets up, and I got my coffee sitting on my luggage, my Starbucks. Uh-huh. I actually broke down and got Starbucks. There's no Dunkin' Donuts. And the guy walks by, bumps it. My mug falls. I catch it. I reach and grab it. And this numbnut doesn't say excuse me or sorry. He's walking away like a putz. And his son saw what happened, and he just looked at me like, oh, you know, I'm like, ugh. You know, all right, whatever. Then he comes back, and when he sits down, he doesn't just sit down. He lunges into the seat. So, like, you know, in the airport, they're, like, kind of connected. So everybody's like, poof, everybody's got to feel
it. Oh, yeah, because all the seats are connected,
right.
So you can't
sleep
on them.
So he'd go, poof, and even the older couple behind us, you could tell the lady noticed, because now she turns around. And this guy, now he turns around, starts fidgeting around with the fucking papers, and he's moving, and he's not just reaching over. He's like, and the fucking thing's moving.
Right.
And he go like, oh, and I'm just sitting there like this fucking asshole. And then, you know, he didn't say sorry. That's what I'm thinking. This guy just
didn't say sorry, Shiro. He didn't say sorry.
Not only did he
nothing.
Say sorry, did he start tying his shoe, too?
He starts
moving it more.
So he, now he gets up again, right? Now he gets up again, and he literally, like, steps on, like, on the tip of my foot. Like, and I, you know, and I look at the guy, and he looks at me, and he's like, he didn't say sorry. It was just
still
like,
no sorry.
It was like more like, oh, yeah. What? And I go, you fucking, you know, and I looked, you know, I'm like, now I'm sitting there going, this guy, you know, I got to say something. Eventually, I'm like, ah, you're going home. Get over with it. No, I'm not going to, whatever. You know, this guy's, the guy comes and sits down again with that same, like, he's like, he's falling from the sky. This guy lands. And he's not a big guy.
He's
thin, slender, taller guy.
Oh, really?
Guy.
I'm picturing a big guy.
No, he's just a guy. He's got like with those gray Lacoste jackets and some fucking jeans with those stupid sneakers where
sneakers.
You can see his socks.
Jeans and sneakers?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pastel pink.
Are you wearing jeans? Oh, Ciro, for the record, is wearing jeans and sneakers. Well, but they're not like white sneakers.
Yeah, he's not wearing mom.
You're wearing
jeans.
Cool sneakers.
I'm matching. That's
yeah.
Look at Ciro. I mean, look at this guy.
Blue.
It looks wonderful.
You're my boy, boy.
Although, as I listen to this, part of me feels bad for you, yes, and then part of me feels like telling you there's medication for this.
What, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I get. Like
I kind of get it, but then I'm. But this is just sounds also something like maybe you, like some Lexapro might help. With.
That lessens the blow on being like a man. You're not understanding
really?
What's going on here, Jen.
It must be my breast speaking.
There's some gladiator rules that are
right.
being broken.
Thank you,
the gladiator.
Yeah, this is just, and you know, it's almost like it. So the guy sits down again.
Like if Dougie was wearing one of those old Roman helmets, it's almost the equivalent of the guy just giving him like one of those head things. Like here you go, Mr. Dougie.
Right, like fucking, like pushing. You know. So now he sits down again, and he does it again. Now
plops. Even plopper like, is what even, that, he's even a twitchy. Thank you, Joe Adams. He's a twitchy plopper.
That's right, Joe. He's a twitchy fucker. Fidgety fuckhead.
Fidgety fucking twitchy plopper.
So even now, the older gentleman with the lady who noticed earlier, they both kind of turn around, and the lady looks at me, and she rolls her eyes like, what the fuck is, you know, she's, she, I guess she needs that same drug.
Right, the Lexapro.
So, Lexapro, right. So now the guy's fidgeting around. He actually takes the sleeve of my jacket, which kind of is now a little bit on one of his papers, and doesn't just say, and just kind of move it. He flings it, like flings it off his fucking paper.
Now, did he put some, like
backhand?
English on it? Yeah, was there, like,
there was an accent on, you know what I mean? It wasn't like he just placed it. It was more like, get the fuck out of my way.
There was some attitude.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could have put some audio to his action, it would have been like, fuck it.
There was
like,
a little, like, drop the mic action.
Like, you do the same thing, like, to a rusty, like, a dog on your cat. Get off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or a cat. I'm or not
even
a dog,
a cat.
But a cat.
Another, get the hell off my footstool. My whatever.
Another fighting dualistic type thing.
So,
if you had gloves, it would be so on.
Right.
French style.
So I could have just, that would have been a good time to me to take off my glove and smack him in the face.
Exactly.
Now, I'm only glad, I guess would help me, you know, to give me the, go ahead and give me the approval of saying something was because the people behind me are all for it. You know what I mean?
Now they're on your side. Yeah, they're with you.
They obviously are taking note how much.
That's important.
The right? Eye contact acknowledgement.
Now the guy gets up again. And now he gets up so, like, he's fidgety. He gets to get up, and he missteps. Like, his left foot sticks out, and he tries to get up real quick, and he kind of stands up, and I thought he was going to fall into me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you get up, and oop, and he stumbled. I'm like, oh. And I
wait,
go, hey.
Now, is he drunk? Because I'm starting to, because.
I wasn't getting drunk. I was just getting somebody who is a retard. That's all. You know,
we don't use that word, Dougie.
Well, listen.
It's not, in 2017, we use fucktard. It's
super definition
been replaced with fucktard.
This guy
was past hooplehead. Hooplehead sit around. At least they're dopey, and they don't do nothing. This guy was you know what I mean? This guy was like a pimple on your forehead on prom night. You understand? This guy was something that you just don't want to tolerate anymore. So he gets, and he almost falls into me, right? And he goes, oh, and he I'm going to do this. He falls, and then he... Oh, and he looks at me. I goes like that. And I looked at him. I go, "Hey, buddy. Hey. What the fuck is your problem?"
The fight was on.
I go, "What is your fucking problem? You almost spilled my shit. You throw my shit around. Are you okay? Are you gonna be all right?" And the guy's like, "Oh, you know." And he goes, and again, nothing audible. Just are you? And he walked away.
He speaks in syllables. He doesn't use words. He's
I go, "You an American Indian?"
Dougie Jasmine's falling down moment.
And it was funny because now the woman had turned around to watch it. And then, thank God, again, the qualifier was, she's like, is he okay?
You know, right, like,
and I go, and I looked at her, I go, he's about to be knocked the fuck out. If he doesn't get away, you know. And it's not like I could have moved. We're already sitting in the handicap spots.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I guess he was nervous. He kept getting up thinking he was going to get a ticket for sitting on a handicap seat. What's up, Skulls? My buddy Skulls in Charlotte.
So he gave you the Indian ha 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 ha, and that was it.
And then, you know, then he sat down again, and then, you know, and I gave him that look when he came back. He sat down. I looked at him like you fucking move 1 inch. You know, you shuffle around one time, I'm gonna choke you in that shirt. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
But we know Dougie would not. Well, really, now here's the real story. Dougie was at the airport, terrified of this guy.
Yeah. There is a move called a kata hajime.
I can assure you, there's nobody I've ever been terrified of besides my father.
Right?
And not for, like he beat me or anything. My father never hit me, but...
No, you weren't a product of good spankings.
Well, I had three older brothers that got an ass whooping here and there.
Oh, my God. My parents, both my mom and my dad, are masters of opening up a can of whoop ass. Oh, yeah. Worse on my brothers than me, for sure. They took more of it, but they would be arrested for what...
Oh, yeah, nowadays.
Nowadays.
There was we had a story in our block in Margate, Florida. There was these two girls that lived on the other block, and we had heard how bad their parents were. Like, you know, my mother, like, my mom was 4'11". You know, my brothers, and we all took karate. You know, we're all in karate.
Karate.
I can still remember, you know, the one time my mother tried to hit my brother, Michael, and he was like blocking it and shit, and she got mad. She picked up that wooden bowl we had with the bullfighter. Every Spanish family has a bullfighter bowl somewhere in the house. And she grabbed it and threw it, and I remember just him just running, and it like crashing into his back of his leg, broke the horn.
We were Jewish. We had the elephant with the trunk up, the lucky elephant with the trunk up.
So everybody had like an elephant in the house?
Yeah, Jews, they have this thing with
Yeah, my wife likes elephants, like the jade ones, the Asian elephants.
Yeah, that's an Asian. Yeah, the jade ones, that's Asian.
Yeah, I don't think there's many Jewish jades.
I like the jade. Right?
But, yeah. But she loves the
that's
elephants.
That's my Asian.
I don't know if that's why she's so...
That's my Asian accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I like jade.
What the?
Thank you.
Yeah, the old... So, yeah, I never... I was always fearful of it. That was the thing. I was where I didn't... And it was like, I didn't want him... I think what happened in my life, I was so I felt so bad that my brothers were such disappointments that I reached a point where I'm like, I don't want to disappoint them anymore.
Yeah,
like,
really? You know that's very mature that you even thought that for. Yeah. Like, I don't want to disappoint my parents.
Yeah, I remember when I went to high school, I remember there was a guy named Dean Cagle, big guy, southern guy. I was like, Dougie Almeida, is your brother Eddie? And I go, yeah, he goes, I used to find your brother hanging out outside the wall of Winmore trying to skip class. Winmore's that place right in the corner. He says, you like him? I said, no, I'm nothing like him.
Do you know, can I tell you how back, my ex-husband, so backwards, we went to his grandmother's funeral in Kibbe, Georgia, which is the kind of place where you're like, turn, there's no sign, like turn Kibbe, left.
Kibbe, Georgia, it sounds like, you know.
Turn left where the tree is down. You know, that's how you get around. And we walked into the general store there. And when we walked in, I kid you not, the guy behind the counter says, you must be kin of, and he said his grandfather's name, pardon me, he says, you must be kin of so-and-so. I don't want to say, everybody knows who my ex-husband is. Because he looks so much like his grandfather.
All right.
And they recognized, and they asked if he was kin. That's how backwoods. And sure enough, we went to the general store, and there were all these beautiful pictures of his grandmother. Actually, it was a very cool experience. I enjoyed that part of being with a redneck.
Yeah. That one part. That's
yes, that part I enjoyed. And they have rich history and
eating
and
raccoon.
Fiddling and making moonshine.
Yeah, eating raccoon wasn't the happier parts.
Right. But we did. We had a pet raccoon. You can see it on my Facebook page.
Well, there you go. Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hello.
And our new Monday co-host, Jen Hellman.
Woohoo, Jen Hellman.
And we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me. Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for segment two, which usually follows our opening show segment. Segment two, where we talk about some things, like no carryover. We're all done. We had a great segment one talking about everything from fidgety fucks
all over the airports
to whether or not we got beaten,
right, by our parents.
Right. There ought to be classes on parenting. Think about that. Like, there's a lot of people that have kids that don't know how to raise kids because they still know how to take care of themselves.
Firm believer, you need a license to be a parent,
right? Well, you know what? If you get married, you should say okay, you know, now you're about to have kids, you should have to at least go to some sort of, you know, anger management.
Let me change that. You need to get a license from a panel.
Yeah, a panel will determine
whether you're fit.
And many of you guys don't know what we're talking about, but you got to follow us on Facebook Live to catch that extra bit.
Right.
Of what's
it's
going
our
on.
Secret bit.
Yeah, it's what you guys don't hear on the podcast. Any rate, so, you know, we're talking about protesters in this country, right? This was one of my tweets at Dougie Dangerous last year was, this is going to be the first year that the profession of protester will get a 1099.
They do.
That's right. It's a profession now. There's people that can make a living just going
protester.
Out, just going out and saying, I don't like what the hell's going on.
Well, but, there's wives all across America getting paid to be whiny bitches, too. So.
Really? See, that was a male comment. Right? You'd have think a guy would have said
there's
that.
There's that male side of me.
Yeah, there it is again.
We all, both me and Dougie looked at her like, that was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds... See, that's why, you know, that's why you like guys that are a little, you know,
right.
Because then they're like, oh, you're so right, babe. You know what I mean? They're not going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? Arr, I'm the man.
Although I like those kind of guys, too. I don't know.
Well, listen.
I'm fluid.
I am male fluid. What? What does that mean?
Be water, my friend. Russian police arrest anti-corruption leader Navalny. Hundreds more in the nationwide rally. One of the biggest in a long time where... People went out in disgust of the current political situation.
In Russia?
Right.
They're allowed to speak up in Russia?
Yeah, you know, the last time something
they're
like that.
They're disgusted with that? How?
Yeah, they're not happy with Putin. They're a little upset with him.
Hmm.
You know, can you imagine? He's got so. Look, you know how many people died? Big people in Russia died in the last, like, 8 months? Like, there's a story about that. There's like 12 to 15 major people in Russia that just. Now, here's the thing. I wonder if it ties back to when Obama. When he went up to Putin before he was still in office, you know, with this thing with the, when they were, we thought they were fucking with the election, that, you know, he basically looked over to him and he goes, you know, you better stop fucking around because I can really fuck you right now.
Like, right. Those were his exact words. Too.
Right. They were. And we're going to expose all the oligarchs from Russia.
Correct.
Because we got all your financial, we got everything on you and we're going to just expose you if you don't stop fucking around. And Putin went, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You're leaving. I met this Russian guy out the other night, and I told him, like, I speak Russian. And he's like, you do? I said, yeah. I said, if he dies, he dies.
I crush you. I must crush you.
Like, isn't that great? American.
Now, never in my life have I seen...
if he dies, he dies.
Never in my life have I ever seen an actress have such a horrible Russian accent than... Sylvester Stallone's former wife.
Oh, Regina. Yeah. Talk about manly.
Yeah. But see, there you go.
That is a manly, but she was manly. Like, she's...
Yeah, she was, you know, she was...
No, super feminine. Went after Flavor Flav, had a lot
of... Oh,
right.
Yes, really they good. Had a nice
remember
relationship.
That? On
a
Flavor of Love or whatever that other reality show was, and they started, they actually hooked up, and she brought her back to her home country, and people are like, what the fuck are you doing with this guy?
Right. Story of
He's a regular guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah. I love him. He's like, that's right, boy.
He's got a great attitude.
Yeah. He's funny. I like him. I use him as a dildo.
He always knows what time it is.
Yes. I never have to look at my watch. I just look right at him. He's very helpful. Moscow, a wave of unsanctioned rallies swept across Russia on Sunday to protest corruption in the government of President Vladimir Putin. And a nationwide show of defiance not seen in years, one the Kremlin had tried in vain to prevent with bans and warnings.
Well, and also no media coverage of anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, don't cover it.
I haven't heard in years either. We haven't.
Although, you know what? Yeah, there's a lot of talk about, you know, like Trump and Putin and whether they're, you know, are they in together? But you know what? Is it a bad thing if Trump is in with Putin in the sense that, like, I kind of think about like a bully,
right?
The Godfather.
You know, you want to send in someone who can make peace with the bully.
Well, I mentioned this on the show before too because. Yeah, you don't have to agree with each other. You know, like if you have a friend, like you're right. Like I could think of, I'm thinking back in to my high school days where my buddy Dave Perry, tough guy, strong kid, little fucking off. He can go off the, you know, lose his shit, kind of like I did at the airport. But Dave would my buddy
but
Dave.
Dave Perry actually does.
My buddy Dave. I swear to God, if I put him in my situation now. He would have strangled that guy.
Somebody
he would have just reached
a
over and said, you fucking
jacket hanging out of his ass.
We
wanted to do this after the second fucking sit down.
We used to bet. He used to work at Publix with me, and he would go. He had these saying. He would go. The lady, like people ask, paper or plastic, and she'd go, I want plastic. Make sure you put plastic. He goes like, I'll give you fucking plastic. Like he would say that under his mouth.
He's like, oh, he's talking to
and
his
the lady
teeth.
Would look. Yeah, the lady would look at him like, you know, and then she'd look at him. She'd turn around and goes. He's like, what are you fucking looking at? And then people look at me smiling. He's like, what the fuck? And then he would reach in there and just squeeze the shit out of something. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm pegging. You know what I mean? And then,
gosh,
you know, but he was crazy. But he would have strangled the guy. And like a guy like me, where I was calm, you know, and I was, you know, I was back in school, I was known as a fighter. So I would be like, you know, but I would be like the cop, like good cop, bad cop. You know, so like maybe like Russia, and it's like they're the bad cop. And the United States, the good cop, and you want to keep, you know, the Muslim countries, because no, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the connection between, like you mentioned, Russia and Trump,
right?
You know, but we know, you know, of the connection between Obama and Iran,
right?
You know,
he's from there. He was born there.
Yeah, he used to be an Ayatollah before he was the president. We all know that.
One of the greatest stories that's going to come out about this connection with Russia and Trump is going to be. You know what? He did try to have business relations in Russia.
Right.
And they denied him, which is why he said out loud, I have no relations in Russia.
Right.
They wouldn't let it happen.
It wasn't like we didn't try.
I had no relations with that woman.
But you brought a great point, because what's the fucking, like if who are the biggest world partners? You got China, you know, building the Death Star off in the China Sea,
right,
and making waves. Do you want them to side with them, or do you want to get close with them?
Keep your enemies. It's the art, you know, of mean? War.
That's, this is the thing
it's
I don't
the
get.
The art of war. Read it, or you can listen to your audio book.
And to me,
Sun Tzu.
Everything about this Russia thing is a fucking waste of time to me. You know why? Because why am I going to get mad at whoever it is that came out and exposed the corruption within the Democratic Party? You know why? You know, the news was the news. I don't kill the messenger on this one. Why am I so concerned about the Russians when they actually fed us information that kind of told us what was going on with
you
the
Democratic... You mean with the NSA? With
right.
the whole, yeah.
Or with, you know, with the Podesta, you know, emails and all that
right.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about the woman who cheated by giving Hillary the questions to the debate. What's her name?
Gloria Brazil.
What's her name?
Donna Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that righteous...
This is where Jen Hellman goes, mm-hmm.
That righteous woman, she sits there on TV and goes, you know, I think Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. You're fucking cheating. You're a fucking cheater. Mm-hmm. You're not playing by the rules, and you have the audacity to comment on someone else's integrity. This is the shit that I can't stomach anymore. And for any of you hoopleheads out there, I don't give a shit what side of the fence you're on. I don't want to see your constant fucking posts on Facebook about, oh, okay. Like I had people gloating about the bill. I'm like, oh, fuck, what are you in high school? What's the fucking, you know, grow up. You know, let's get this thing going. Or what are you going to, be happy if there's no tax cuts? You know, are you actually telling me that you're not going to be happy if you save $15,000 a year on fucking taxes? Are you mental? You know, are you so far left and out of your mind that you're following the lemons of your political party, whether it screws your own self or not? Wake up, man!
That's human nature, though. A lot of people want to shoot themselves in the foot to be right.
They're ignorant and they want to be part of something. They want to be need. I want to be loved. Somebody hold me.
Yeah, you have to be. You know, I'm a middle of the road person, and you just have to be very careful where you get your information from.
Right.
Well, that's it.
There's no more campaigning. It's kind of in stone now that he's the 45th. So if he fails,
yeah, we're all
sitting. We all fail.
We are kind of screwed for real.
Yeah. If you think you're just sitting on the balcony somewhere, not going to, yeah. Come on.
And the biggest thing is he doesn't know anything. Well, how about Smarty Pants tell him some things? How about we all just go, hey, we got a thing to tell you.
Let's work together. Hey, by the way, and every once in a while, it must have been the weekend to lose your shit. But violence breaks out at pro-Trump rally in Huntington Beach. There's a video of it. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah,
I didn't.
It's funny as hell, which from what I understand, there was a pro-Trump rally on the beach.
In Huntington, and this is in California?
Yeah. And there were, how do you say, there was a bunch of these younger kids on the left, the anarchists, whatever
Antifas.
You want.
Antifas.
With the masks. And they went up to this, they were yelling stuff. The one girl from that side sprayed the Trump lady in the face with pepper spray and shit. People lost it, and they chased them down and started beating the shit out of them.
The Trump supporters.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of these kids.
And they sprayed tear gas in them.
Yeah.
And local news, like, spun the story saying, you know, making
violence
it look
broke
like
out.
Broke out once Trump supporters got there. They're like, it's a Trump rally.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
We wouldn't have had a problem if those Trump supporters didn't come. Well, there was their rally.
Mm-hmm.
Marchers and counter.
Can you imagine if we went, if Trump supporters went to a anti-Trump rally and started spraying people with
gosh
tear gas?
Yeah. Marchers and counter-protesters clashed Saturday at a Make America Great Again gathering in Huntington Beach after anti-President Trump protesters doused marchers with pepper spray. The anti-Trump protesters, dressed in all black because they think it makes them look tough, and wearing masks. Ooh, I remember being in a karate tournament, and there was this one guy who wore like a kabuki mask.
Really?
And it was at the BCC gym, and I'm fighting a guy. I had my regular taekwondo gi on at the time. And, you know, the guy's like bouncing around with that mask. And my buddy Gus, Gustavo Pope, you know, he's like, look at him. He thinks we're scared.
You can't tell, though.
He thinks we're scared. Ooh. That's and I'm funny. Laughing, you know. All in black. Anti-Trump protesters dressed in black. Attacked an organizer of the event, Jennifer Sterling, and other members of the march with the irritant, causing a group of marchers to tackle the masked man, punching and kicking him. Good. I think that's the greatest thing in the world. You know what I mean? I don't know why this doesn't happen more often.
Because Trump supporters are actually just calm, going, hey, we like the flag.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, you know what I think about Trump supporters is that they're not, right now, the left seems very vocal because they, like, the Trump supporters don't have to be so vocal. They're winning, right? Like, he's president.
Yeah, there's nothing.
They don't need to be very vocal.
I wake up. By the way, I was in today. I thought it was great. Everybody was worried that the futures of the stock market were showing
a
massive.
I saw that. I saw
they
your
looked
post.
Like they were going to go. Like they were down 180 points. The market was down 186 points this morning, and I was even going to post. Don't worry, this won't last. I said you better buy up, and I bought some SPYs, some ETFs, and some positions and regional bank ETFs and stuff, but. Then of course the market finished up only down 45, which is about 140 point swing, to say the least. So it was interesting.
But keeps it positive for there.
No, well, yeah, we're still positive in a year, but there's going to be more days like this. So if you're looking to buy, keep your cash handy. By the way, our friend Peter Kramer wants us to say hi to his kids, William and Ariel. Hello, William and Ariel.
Hi, William and Ariel. How's doing? Ariel's four. How cute. Yeah. Our listenership.
Yeah, I think what a great dad Peter is for having him listen to our podcast here, which is explicit rating on iTunes, by the way. Just to sorry, let you know.
Hope you're learning something here.
Yeah.
After school specials.
Ariel and William are going to be like sitting in the kitchen, you know. Fidgety fucks! Fidgety fuck!
They're at school the next day. I don't know if you know this, but they're really harsh on Trump. Yeah.
I think it's cool that Trump likes Putin.
Right. Ariel's going to be like, when I grow up, I want to be like Jen Hellman.
Yeah. Like a man.
With That's a chihuahua. Great. Although Ariel must love little
There you go.
Nico.
The kids love the dogs. Well, I love that, you know, people got their ass. If you went there to start trouble and you got your ass kicked,
you
there's no better
it.
Justice in the world. Like I can tell you, many times I was the as a young guy, I was like one of these guys that would, you know,
the bully.
No, I wasn't the bully. I was the quiet one. No one thought anything was going to happen when the shit broke out. I was the, you know, we were the ended it. So
you were like the tequila. Yeah. Like it just kind of like you were quiet and then you were.
Then,
it,
you know, like some guys
vomiting.
Mouthing off. I remember being it was a spring break when I was in college. And it was this one guy from UF, big dude. And we were in St. Augustine on the beach at a party on the beach. And the guy, and I'm like, dude, you need to shut the blah, blah, blah. And he's looking at me. He's like, dude, you're not so bad. Why are you talking to me like that? I'm like, don't, you know, this is it. You know, I'm going to count to 10. And when I count to 10, there's no more going. And you know.
Right. Dougie's like, I got a black belt.
No, I don't ever tell people that.
Is that a rule? Is that a rule that you're not supposed to, like, do not flaunt?
No, I usually give them that talk. Like, listen, right. I've been in.
Technically,
I had that. It's like that. It's at the. Was that from Reservoir Dogs when what's his name? Vin Diesel. Oh, was he in that movie? No. It was another movie. He basically says, I've been in over 500 fights. Oh, a Knockaround Guys. That was the movie. How can you mix those two up? A knock around, he goes, I've been in over 500 fist fights. He starts taking off his jacket.
What would be the Yoda? It would be like black belt to have, not to share or something. There's got to be some kind of Yoda-ism for your black belt.
Black belt I have. Shit your pants, you will.
Shall not.
Hey, speaking of shit in your pants, two girls barred from United flight for wearing leggings.
Oh, that's a true story?
Yeah. And, you know, there's all this talk about how bad the United Airways is. But it's always funny how when you have something like that, then you have the liberal hoopleheads going, oh, that's, don't tell me what to wear, blah, 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 blah. You know, they start fucking going off. But these people had buddy passes. Now, right. that's an employee type. You're basically an employee. You're flying as an employee.
Okay.
I remember having a JetBlue pass. My friend Diana, thanks again, hon, for getting me the buddy pass, that I showed up with shorts and like these types of flip-flops and a T-shirt.
Just no for God. The record, Dougie's wearing some kind of Adidas 1985 version.
I would take them off and show you, but they're at that stage where once you take them off, the bad smell just... Yeah, you can't wash these things anymore. So you know, and of course, a gay guy at the gate said, oh, "I can't have you go. You're gonna have to change. You have something else to wear." So I had to go change
because they had leggings on.
They had leggings. Well, listen,
like yoga pant leggings.
Yeah,
like what I'm wearing right now.
No, but I mean, like tight, like with a, you know, like in other words, you could see.
And were they see through?
Listen, I don't have a photo. Goddammit, otherwise I'd still be looking at it.
There's some.
I'm just, you know, but they got. The United,
what color were those?
They got asked to did they have, were they a blend? They weren't able to go on the flight. There was another woman who changed. She had, you know, and she, but everybody's going basically in arms about these two women. They're like, oh, how dare you not be able to get on a flight? There was a woman on my flight, the same flight that came by, that had those black leggings. She didn't have a long shirt because my wife wears those. They're really comfortable,
of course.
And you know, for flying, a lot of people. But you wear a longer shirt, you know. Or something, but this woman had if somebody has a really hot body or a disgusting body, that's the only time that matters, right? If somebody's just wearing it and but if they're like hot and you can see the camel toe
of the road,
and you know, I mean, listen, I like right then I could tell you there's this woman on our flight. She was wearing the black ones, and they were, and she looked like a racehorse. She had the legs and the fucking ass. And the hamstrings, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm looking at her like, you can't not look. I mean, she's walking to me, and she's got the camel toe, and, you know, I mean, oh, how can I'm going to turn away? I can't turn away. How can I turn away? I'm in an airport. This is something. I'm a man. I got to watch. You know, and then you got to, you look away for a second, and then, you know, where's my sunglasses? And then you know, she turns and goes to the window or whatever, you know, the desk, the
kiosk.
Counter, and starts talking to her. And you're looking at her, and you're like, it's like she's naked.
Is it?
Yeah, the crack of her
well,
ass.
Well, because like, you can see. All right, weird. With camel toe. I mean, camel toe in general is kind of.
They love us, by the way. Ariel and personal. William love us.
I know.
What's up, Troy Dovey? By the way, welcome to the show. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Those
what
women can
those
come on my plane
that,
all the time.
That chicks wore in the '80s that were like half socks.
Leg warmers.
I love those.
Well,
when you said leggings, I'm going.
Yeah, I mentally make every time I hear leggings, I think of leg warmers too.
Every single time.
Yeah,
I don't think you can tell somebody that they can't wear leggings on a plane.
Well, you can if they're flying on an employee pass.
The guest pass is the problem.
Yeah,
they have to be dressed like
a woman who was on
an airline. Like
you're flying as an employee, so you have to represent. Like I thought. How does anybody know that I'm flying a buddy pass when I got to change my clothes?
Okay.
But it's just a rule. It's a rule that they, you know, you got to follow the rule. If you start breaking rules, chaos develops and we all go into anarchy. You understand, people?
Right. So maybe Hillary Clinton can open up a boutique and she can just sell all of her horrible suits to women who are traveling on a buddy pass.
This is my vacuum series.
This is advice. If you have to keep from a firework blow up too early. You know, when you make a love, if you don't want to have a grand finale too fat, okay?
Right.
The first thing you do, you squeeze your dick real hard.
It's like...
And then you think of Hillary Clinton.
She can call it men repellent.
Yeah. A woman on the plane says she's forcing them to change out...
With an apostrophe.
Or change or put dresses on over the leggings, or they can't board, Shannon Watts said. It was at the Denver International Airport, which is a weird airport in itself.
Did anyone check the background of Shannon Watts? Do we know if they were enemies in high school?
Yeah.
Do we know what happened?
Did somebody say, look at those women.
Or did they steal her boyfriend?
Did she sleep with her husband?
And important, was it a gay guy who was upset? Because only a gay guy would be upset about a chick in leggings that's hot. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, though.
You'd be surprised. I mean, there's some real douchebags out there.
No, that or it's another woman. It's another woman who's not mad. Who's mad because her husband can't stop watching the chick. It's like, you know, she goes, look at this. I can't have this woman on my plane. But listen, if you're a passenger, and again, on that type of buddy pass, you got to follow certain rules. So don't get pissed at United people. I'm going to boycott United.
Well, I'm going to boycott United.
Are you?
Because I can't afford to fly United ever.
Yeah, well, I felt like $60 one way, so thanks, United.
That's crazy. Well, with a buddy pass, though.
No, no, buddy pass was JetBlue on the way home. I flew one way on United. Sometimes, listen, if you want to fly one way somewhere, and you make sometimes you can get a good deal, early flight, something stupid like that.
Buddy pass on JetBlue. By the way, anybody works for JetBlue, I will sleep with you for a buddy pass.
Hey, by the way, pull up my employment application. We're going to start. Everybody just, record application just went into.
On our Facebook page. Yeah. Check it out.
Right.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dubrick.
What's going down?
And, of course, Jen Hellman.
Hi, everybody.
Our new Monday night co-host. And we'll be back with our segment that we call Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And people always ask me, where can I see you do stand-up? March 23rd to the 25th, you can catch me at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois. April 7th and 8th, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Greenville, South Carolina. April 16th, I'll be at the Funky Buddha, celebrating my 50th birthday party. Two shows, comedy show at first, second show will be a roast. That should be fun. April 20th through 23rd, I'll be at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. May 3rd through 6th, you can catch me at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st, at the Mississippi Moon Bar in Dubuque, Iowa. And, of course, June 1st and 3rd, I'll be at Penguins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Come out and say hi, share a beer, talk, whatever you want to do. But we'll see you out there on the road. Take care.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. We didn't. The segment, too, is stories that I think are important, but these are just stories that are just ridiculous. You know?
Let's do it.
Man errantly texted prosecutor about drug swap. And, you know, again, stupid things like, you know, like, have you accidentally sent a dick pic to the wrong person? That could be embarrassing. You left your camera on.
Anything you do is a stupid thing now.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter who you sent it to, right?
Right. Yeah, everybody gets it eventually. Edwardsville, Pennsylvania, authorities say a man mistakenly sent a text message to a Pennsylvania prosecutor indicating that he wanted to trade marijuana for heroin. Now, the question is, is heroin a lot more, smaller, right? Probably worth more?
Worth more, for sure. How much weed does this guy have?
Right. I mean, the question is, what political position does he hold in the state?
Yeah. What part of Congress does he work? Lucerne County prosecutors say Assistant District Attorney Jill Matthews received a text on November 2nd using drug lingo that they called a, quote, obvious text for a drug dealer. She later received a photo of a plastic bag containing a green substance on a scale. Now, again, how stupid you...
I mean, yeah, this sounds like somebody, you know, this guy, to frame...
Sounds
right, like it, could be.
This is the framing.
I don't know, but have you ever seen Instagram people that like to smoke pot? They like to show you that they like to smoke pot.
Right.
And I don't really get that part of it. Like, hey, we all know that. Now right. What? Now
you well, mean like video, like actually smoking on video?
Yeah, yeah.
Liking right. The smoke pot and publicizing that you're selling pot are two different things. Well, like,
true.
Yeah, if you like smoking a joint and you put like a price tag on it, get one of these.
But
for
I would say the same
bucks.
People would do the same things.
Authorities
not
said,
all Richards are dicks, but all dicks are Richards.
That's right. Well, all Richards are dicks, but not all dicks are Richards.
Richards.
Authorities said 29-year-old John Raimondo of Plymouth, you know where that rock is, was arrested at the supposed drug swap outside a shopping center in Edwardsville, about 100 miles northwest of Philadelphia. I love the cheesesteaks.
So the pilgrims brought disease and drugs.
And heroin that they measure
way
up the
go.
Pot.
Way to go, pilgrims.
He's now being sought out to appear for a hearing. Court dot whatever. So again, genius criminal there. Interesting.
Another one for the
that
bucks.
Explains the pilgrim hats now with the fucking buckle on the hat.
Right.
A buckle on the
hat. And you tie up.
Right.
Oh, let's go shoot some heroin, sweetie.
Right. Stupid. They're getting dumber. Do you know? Is that more dumb? They're getting more dumb. Is what I meant.
Yeah, I actually think that should be like one of the only like
dumber, you know, should be a word.
Right, right.
It should be acceptable.
Dumber,
and it should be used in that text.
Context.
And, yeah, well,
isn't
context.
It Dumb and Dumber? It's in a movie, so
right. But it's not. You're supposed to say more or dumber.
More dumb. What do you think, folks?
I one time got carjacked by someone. And when they tried, this was a few years ago, and when they tried to take my car, they couldn't drive stick shifts, so they couldn't take my car.
Really?
That's dumb.
I had a hard time with the getaway. I can't drive stick.
Can't imagine.
That should be in its own set. Nah, that's dumb.
That's like that Geico commercial where they get the Uber guy to show up. Oh, he's just running 3 or 4 minutes late. He's got a 4.5-star, though. Right? That's a good commercial. I don't know about you guys, but we have these huge flocks of parakeets that fly through our city here, and they're loud as fuck. You know, parakeets aren't like little birds that just sit in the trees. These things,
they chirp.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Well, that's a crow, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good impression. I mean, you know.
Whatever it is.
You're no Rich Little or anything, but yeah, we get it, right? They're
but like
screeching.
More than like 10 is like a loud
right.
screech.
Right. It's, you know. Parrots flying high on drugs are annoying farmers by plundering poppy fields to feed their opium addiction. Super. Would it be funny to record them?
Let's go fucking get some opium. Super cool birds right
Isn't
there.
That great? Parrots, too, the really flashy birds. They're not like, you know, crows or something.
Right.
Like, these are flashy birds that are like slooping in on the poppy fields. Like that would be the greatest video to see these beautiful birds, you know, parrots flying in and getting high. Like, no, but how do you, I mean, what do? They eat? I mean, they must eat the poppy.
I guess. But do you think they would sit there and eat, or do they take it and then fly
and take
away
it back to like a house, like a crack house, like the heroin house?
Yeah, they all meet.
Your cage or my cage today.
Where's your heroin bird house? Where's that?
Yeah, you go back to this place, it's like a heroin bird house. It's got like incest burning and shit and some jazz playing.
No wonder they keep flying into the window. You ever see that with birds keep flying into the window?
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah. Hey, it's a parrot. He's high on fucking poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
Yeah. It says here that parrots flying high on drugs are annoying farmers by plundering their poppy feeds to fill their opium addiction. The drug-addicted birds sit perched and wait until the morphine-rich area is exposed by workers, slitting the open flowers' pods to help them ripen. The parrots then swoop down
smart.
In yeah. silence.
Even heroin addicts don't even, like, yeah. humans know how to do that.
A bunch of parrots. Don't go yet. It's too early. Wait.
There's so much we can learn from the parrots.
The parrots then swoop down in silence into the opium fields like SEAL Team 5 members, having learned not to squawk and frantically nibble off the stalks below the pod before they are spotted. Wow. So they know that they go to town.
They
right
time
there.
Time it and everything.
That'd be funny watching them like try to fly away all fucked up.
Hey, I know, but you know what? This has actually got me thinking. There might be a new business here. I wonder if we took the blood from the parrots
and then got high,
that we could sell that on the black market. Fuck the black market. We'll sell it over in Hallandale.
Yeah, we'll open a kiosk in
the Spanish market.
We can open like a kiosk in the spot in like a swap shop.
So instead of
it doesn't have to be one color market, it could be colorful like a parrot.
Right, yeah. And we could resell parrot blood as heroin.
It would be as big as like the coffee beans that are when those monkeys eat them and shit them. They're supposedly like the most expensive
potent
coffee.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
They come from the ass of the ones that eat that little rodent that eats them.
Right.
It's not. I don't think it's a monkey. I think it's like some sort of, I don't know. It's like an anteater, aardvark, whatever it is. It's in Asia. I don't know. Some weird animal we don't have like walking around our neighborhood.
It's not any worse than eating shrooms.
Farmers now claim they are getting warnings from the government's narcotics department, which controls opium farming over their reduced fields. Sarbam Rathod, an opium farmer from Nemak, India, estimates parrots are stealing around 10% of his crops and has been given a warning.
Do not.
That's right.
Did the parrots understand their warning?
I wonder if there's somebody. I wonder if there's something in the farm industry going. They're blaming it on the parrots. They're really trying to blame, right. like the dog ate my homework.
Right? Who walks in and goes, "Who here speaks parrot?"
Yeah. Listen, I don't know where 10% of my crop's missing. The birds start chirping when they fly away with the opium pods. We got the shit. We got the shit.
If this has Al Qaeda written all over it. That's it. We
they're
go for the poppies.
They're using the parrots now.
We have tried every trick possible to keep the birds at bay, but these addicts keep coming back, even at the risk of their life. Well, they're high on opium. I mean, what'd you expect? In 2015, drug raiding parrots were reported in Chittagong in the state of Rajasthan. I don't know where that is. It must be India. But this year, they have been found making huge dent in 40 miles, crops 40 miles away in Nemoc. Don't worry, that's nowhere near Fort Lauderdale. According to former farmers, now the number of birds raiding their fields are increasing with every passing year.
Wow.
I feel horrible for the Chittagong people.
Imagine all the unhappy
I'm just amazed at Zero's ability to properly repeat the name of...
Yeah.
We should start a fund for them.
I couldn't say it again if I read it. Yeah, so can you imagine you're in that part of the country and all of a sudden you see these fucked up parrots flying all over the place, like flying into you, like they're trying to rob a bank. They're actually at a fucking... like a little general store, like, give me all your money.
I don't know. Ciro might be out there like this, with his mouth open, waiting.
Just waiting for some heroin parrots.
Get me some heroin poop.
Yeah, like maybe if you catch the parrot, like you said, then eat it.
Like, I had a dream once about a bird, and no, that wasn't a dream. That really happened.
Ooh. Boom, chicka wah.
Come on now. Don't leave me hanging. I'm waiting for a good story.
With birds.
Poppy heroin parrot.
Is it good luck? Is it true? Is it good luck for a bird to shit on you?
That's what I heard.
It's supposedly that way. We had a girl in our high school we called Seagull because on two different occasions being outside it during middle school had those seagulls shit on her.
Twice.
Not in the same day, of course, but over a period of time.
Was this a remote control seagull?
Yeah.
Sounds a little suspicious.
I mean, could you imagine like trying to get through middle school, which is hard enough, kids are mean and stuff, and then you're the one who had shit, like, you know.
It's not as bad as going to college. There was a girl the first weekend of college when all the fraternities were having parties, and she shit herself.
Ooh.
And she stayed, which I give her a lot of credit because I would have transferred out. I would have been done. I would have been like, Mom, it's not working out here. Got to go. She stayed. She shit herself at the fraternity row and stayed.
Jesus.
Hmm.
What a trooper.
Well, let's go overseas to my family's country, Spain, España. Vamos a hablar de la contría país de España.
All of a sudden, Nico perks up.
Ah, mira mi perro.
Yes, hello.
Bueno.
Hey, I'm able.
Why did you wake me up?
I was taking a siesta.
In Madrid, Spanish police have arrested two men for allegedly transporting large quantities of cocaine inside fake bananas.
Thank God the French police weren't there.
Yeah. They would have put them in crepes. We don't follow that shit anymore. They put them in crepes. Spain's Civil Guard made the arrest on Sunday after the investigation was started in November when agents discovered the drugs in a shipment of bananas.
Wow. But fake bananas, not even real bananas. Fake bananas.
Among the real bananas, police found 57 fake bananas made of resin that were stuffed with 7 kilograms, about 15.4 pounds of cocaine.
Perfect. Wow, that would be a great Saturday.
Great Saturday. That'd be a great May. You'd have the whole month.
Monkey business.
Think about
Monkey business.
About how down you'd be, though, after doing all that. The police bust took place in the coastal cities of Valencia and Malaga. The two men charged with trafficking drugs are belonging to a criminal organization, are Spanish. Police say they are investigating a third man who is Italian. He brought the straws.
He is Italian.
Remember that scene from Scarface when he's just sitting there on that table with just a huge pile of coke? And it's like
the
all
mound
of
coke.
Yeah, there was so much. And it's like you could almost use, like in college, we'd watch and like stay away from the guy who found that fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
Avoid him.
Yeah, avoid that creepy bastard. Another story. Idaho woman says she crashed because she saw Sasquatch.
Fucking potato head.
Right. Now we all know Sasquatch is basically another word for Bigfoot. Skunk ape. Here in Florida, we said the skunk ape.
That's real. I don't know about this.
You saw the skunk ape?
Of course.
I remember when I lived in like Margate, and this was before Coral Springs really developed. So we weren't far from the Everglades or the swamps. And I remember I'd be scared at night because my brothers would tell me the stories about the skunk ape. It's like 8 foot tall, 400 pounds. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Instead of the chupacabra, I figure, you know, your whole Latin thing, you would be...
Nah, but chupacabra's like Mexico and like the Southwest. But the skunk ape is South Florida. It's like the Bigfoot.
We didn't, you know, we were on the outskirts of this mountain Saskatchewan thing, whatever. So we're like, fuck it, we got a skunk ape.
Yeah, skunk ape. He smells like skunk. He's like Bigfoot, but he's like more green.
Have you seen Sasquatch? I've seen pictures of Sasquatch.
Yeah?
I mean...
They proved that one guy who walks, remember that one, that film of him, they proved that was fake.
Right.
I didn't have to be a Bigfoot expert to tell you that the minute I saw it, I could tell it was fake.
Wow.
I don't know. It's these people that have a TV show about people searching for Bigfoot.
Yeah, and they never find Bigfoot.
And let me tell you about these stories, like on the History Channel and stuff. By the way, when I was flying home on Sunday on JetBlue, which you get to watch TV, real TV, they had the history thing about Nostradamus. And there's a new guy now, an English guy, a mathematician guy, that's trying to break down his quatrains in some sort of chronological order to see if we could predict some of these things that he thinks is going to happen. But the show is like an hour long, but the first 5 minutes are like, oh, well, we're going to find out about his... You keep hearing the same thing over and over again. I'm like, I'm changing the channel. You know, this is enough. I've been watching this for 15 minutes. You keep going, like they keep going back to the same thing.
They're using the wrong programming.
Moscow, Idaho, a northern Idaho woman told police she crashed into a deer because she was distracted by a Sasquatch in her rearview mirror. A Moscow Pullman Daily News report said that the 50-year-old tensed woman was driving south on Highway 95 on Wednesday when she struck a deer near Potlatch. The woman told the county sheriff's office that she saw a Sasquatch chasing a deer on the side of the road while driving.
In their trunk, they found a bunch of empty fake bananas.
Yes. And she also claimed that she saw a unicorn while she was taking a piss at the local truck stop.
Well, that makes me really worried now.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the American Sasquatch is now working with the Russian Sasquatch to give us news stories about...
Now, I wonder, could you imagine if there was like... Now, somebody's going to do a cartoon of a Russian Sasquatch against...
Isn't a Russian Sasquatch just the abominable snowman?
The Yeti. That would be considered the Yeti.
That's a Yeti, yeah.
Right. Right. Oh, to be those are found. They've had that in China and the obviously Eurasian regions.
Well, fake news.
Yeah. Several variations of the Sasquatch.
Now that's the thing. Wouldn't it be great if, like, just by chance, somehow, like, you know, with all this global warming and everything happening and the melting down, that somehow, like, one day, you have like the Bigfoot. You know what I mean? He floats over on. He doesn't know, but he's on a big glacier that floats over.
Right.
Right. And then Sasquatch. Right, skunk ape.
Okay,
skunk ape. You know, he's like stuck on a big ass lily pad, and they end up on the same island. But you got Bigfoot, Sasquatch, right, and the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like all of a sudden they walk into each other and go, "What the fuck?"
They all find a genie lamp and they press the lamp and they each get three wishes.
That would be a great sitcom, by the way, on TV. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and skunk ape.
It sounds like all my exes.
I mean.
I feel like I've dated one of all of those.
The right island, right? It has to be.
Well, it would be great, maybe.
Fantasy Island.
That's right. It wouldn't be bad if they were living in an apartment or a flat in London. You guys are pretty hairy. Which one of you are the girls? Which one of you is the bird? I like to talk to you.
Crumpets.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we have a ceiling requirement. You can't be knocking down all the ceiling fans. Okay? Mm-hmm. And do us a favor, if you're going to use the loo, make sure you actually shit in the toilet, not on the floor.
Wow.
The woman told news officials that she saw Sasquatch chasing a deer. Now, yeah, I wonder, you know, was she drinking? Sheriff official marked that the incident as a vehicle versus deer collision, which anybody driving in those areas, that could be a bad day when you're driving at a high speed and you hit a deer.
Yeah,
a deer will fuck you up.
Go through your window.
A deer will mess you up. You do not.
Kill you.
The deer is winning.
Yeah, there's no good thing.
The deer is winning that.
It's not like you get out of the car. It's like you hit a duck. In Florida, sometimes you're driving, a duck will just like kind of fly out from, you know, the you know, on the street. And you're like, you feel bad. And a duck, you know. It's kind of like running over a newspaper.
Feathers.
You feel a little bit of a bump.
Yeah. I've run over a cat before, and that was like.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was coming. It was high school.
Traumatic.
Coming home from my girlfriend's house. Just like minutes from my house, coming down in the neighborhood, and a cat jumped from a garbage can, like out and then boom, like
yeah, it's a terrible.
And then stop? You don't stop. I'm not going to stop.
It was my own cat.
Oh, you hit your own cat?
I ran over my own cat. That was terrible. It was. And you know what's funny is when I was backing out of the driveway and I did the like you said the boom, and
wow.
And I thought, did I just hit the cat?
Friskus.
And then I saw the cat run across the driveway. He was like, "Oh, it must not have been the cat." But what's sad is that a few hours later, a buddy of ours came over to the house and was like, "Dude, there's a cat in your bushes that's not doing too well."
What was he doing in the bushes next to your bedroom?
Dying.
What was your neighbor doing?
Right. Because he heard the cat.
Sitting there watching you get out of the shower.
Exactly.
What the fuck is it doing?
He heard the cat doing, you know, his...
Yeah.
Oh, and then my husband was like, did you run over the cat? And what's funny, it was like, I was still... No. Wow. I didn't run over the cat. And then I saw it. And I'm like, maybe I hit the cat.
So you actually watched the cat die? Like, it was still like, oh, or is dead by then?
I had my husband take care of it from there.
Yeah, he took care of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was his job.
So did he euthanized it?
Yeah, I don't know. I never asked. Yeah. He handled it. He handled the situation. He was good like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's kind of, you know, if that ever happened. I told Cisco I was scared because when my daughter came to pick me up at the airport, my wife fed the dogs and gave one of our dogs her insulin shot that she has in the morning and at night. And then my stepdaughter didn't know if my wife had fed him or not, so she fed him again and gave him a shot again. So she was telling me this on the way back from the airport, and I go, oh, my God, we got to get home. I don't know if my dog's going into insulin shock or whatever, you know, overdosing insulin. Because the vet always said, if you could remember if he gave it, it's better not to give her it.
Right.
Because if they miss a shot, as opposed to if they get too much, they can go ballistic and stuff. So, yeah, it's our veterinarian hour here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. For those of you guys.
We talk about doggy comas.
That's right. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Again, I want to thank Ciro for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Facebook Live.
And, of course, Jen is our new co-host on Monday. You can catch us here on Facebook Live on Monday around 5:30, 5:45 generally. And if you haven't been there yet, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. That's our archive main shows going back to 2013. Everybody's on there. You know, great shows going back. So check it out. Subscribe. It's free. And donate. Patron. I want to give these guys
money. Let's get some gas money going, guys.
Money.
That would be great. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. You?
And both at Ciro Comic.
Jen? Find me, JenHellmanComedy.com, and you'll get to my social from there.
Now, you both have shows on Monday nights. You have an open mic in...
It's in Hollandale, the 19th hole. My brand, Comedy Detour, does an open mic every Monday night at 10 o'clock.
Comedy Detour, I love that name. And, of course, every...
First and third Monday of every month at Scores in West Palm Beach. We do a great show.
You got a name for the show?
Sure, dude. Jen Hellman's Laughs and Ladies Comedy Show.
So it's only ladies? Oh, that show. That show you're talking about.
We have ladies there because it's a gentleman's club, Scores. But we do comedy from 8:30 to 10:30. This week we have Freddie Stebbins. We got local comics this week. We got Freddie Stebbins will be there. And Colin Bohannon's in town. Going to do a set. And Chris Cilio. The blind comic. Have you seen Chrisilio? It's very funny.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I don't think he's seen me.
Yeah.
Jackie
Sanchez, she'll be on the
nice.
Show.
Nice. And for us, Tavolino's, we've got a big show. Your headliner, Eddie Brill, will be in town on Wednesday night at Tavolino's. Will Lopez will be our feature, and I'm going to open up the show as usual. Got to take a break this week from comedy. My 50th birthday on Sunday.
Nice.
Where you guys
be here. I'm going to be in I'm flying back from a show in New Jersey.
So at any rate.
I suck.
Too good.
Yeah, so
but I will send a petting zoo.
Will you? Who brought the goats? Any rate, thanks for listening, guys. And aside from that, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates and listen to the plug on the show. We'll be back tomorrow with Elgin David and Peter Leonard here in the studios, right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world.